This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. You can call him Justice Brett Kavanaugh now. The U.S. Senate voted 50-48 Saturday to confirm President Trump's nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court. We get details from AP's Ben Thomas.
The ayes are 50. The nays are 48.
Vice President Mike Pence read the final tally as the Senate confirmed Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. The two-vote margin was one of the narrowest ever for a Supreme Court nominee, and the vote unfolded with protesters shouting from the gallery.
Sergeant-at-arms will restore order in the gallery.
Protests took place all day long in Washington and other cities, and Democrats took turns on the Senate floor decrying the messages they said were being sent with the confirmation.
If you are a survivor, then your experiences are just one more, quote, hiccup.
Senator Patty Murray of Washington State.
It's his experience that matters, his pain.
But President Trump described it as an exciting day.
I think he's going to be a great, great Supreme Court justice for many years.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
At a political rally in Topeka, Kansas, President Trump went on to praise his nominee, saying that Kavanaugh was a legal scholar and will make a great justice.
He's a totally brilliant scholar who has devoted his life to the law. He is a loving husband, a devoted father, and a faithful public servant, and he always has been.
Trump said that what Kavanaugh faced during his confirmation process was, in his words, unthinkable. The president said the newly minted justice would sit next to his other Supreme Court appointee, Justice Neil Gorsuch, and uphold what he called America's sacred rights and God-given freedom. Trump urged the crowd to get out and vote in the November 6th midterm elections, at which the entire House of Representatives and one-third of the Senate will be selected. This is VOA News.